This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Lyrics. The name of the show over the song.
Hail to the chief, he is the chief and he needs to hail.
The government totally sucks. Now I'm singing Tenacious D over this song. Nah, okay.
Yeah, just don't do the next word.
Enough of that. This is Free Talk Live, in case you are wondering what the heck happened to your radio. We are on the air, and you could be too. You could call us at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Talk about anything you'd like to, or anything we've been talking about this evening. In the studio tonight, it's me, the captain.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
And, well, I'm going to switch gears here a little bit. And I brought in this article on Saturday. We didn't get to it. And then again today. And I wanted to make sure that we at least touched on it on one of the programs. And you folks out there listening, you remember the whole Minneapolis, what do we call it, the protest that went on for George Floyd?
Yep.
And the burning of the precinct that happened wherever.
Historic.
One of the most beautiful things.
Well, you'll never guess what happened now. 150 Minneapolis cops have filed for disability claims of PTSD, which they attribute to the George Floyd protests.
Wow. I wonder if any of them got PTSD from actually murdering people. Or just from the after effects of murdering
people.
You would
think if, you know, cops were going to get PTSD, that they would just get it on a regular basis. But somehow 150 of them all got it simultaneously due to some folks protesting, you know, the police murdering somebody.
Mm-hmm.
So this is from TheRoot.com. The mendacity of police officers never ceases to amaze me, not to mention the extensive luxuries they get to enjoy as the result of taxpayer money. As the Washington Post reports, 150 police officers from the Minneapolis Police Department have started the process of filing disability claims that will allow them to leave the force and still receive pay on the basis that they are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, also known as PTSD.
Well, they might as well get it now. I mean, because if it actually is true that they're going to defund the police, which I don't really buy that they're going to do that to any serious extent. But, you know, they are talking about that in Minneapolis, and they supposedly are moving ahead with some sort of a plan. I don't know if it has come to any kind of fruition yet. I have not heard. But let's just say that the police believe that they're going to be defunded.
Okay, can I give you my prediction, though? My prediction is they'll just carry out the possibility long enough for people to forget it until the next thing happens, and then nothing will happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In the meanwhile, though, might as well go ahead and get some sweet disability benefits, you know, while you still can. If you're thinking you're going to lose your job, go ahead and get the bennies now, right?
I guess. I mean, they're already on the gravy train.
Yeah. But this is even better. They're living, now they don't have to work.
They're living off of stolen money from the people that they claim to protect.
Now they can live off stolen money and sit at home.
That's true.
Yeah.
But if they didn't steal your money and sit at home, somebody might steal your money.
Mm-hmm. The cause of this PTSD? The protests against George Floyd's gruesome killing by their fellow Minneapolis police officers. This from the Washington Post. Half of those officers are no longer on the job because they have exhibited symptoms of PTSD, according to Ron Muser Jr., a Twin Cities personal injury attorney. Of course, there's a personal injury attorney involved who is representing these officers. The other half likely will quit working in coming days as they formalize disability claims with the city. Mauser said Friday. While law enforcement is a high-stress career, the last 2 months in Minneapolis have pushed many officers to their breaking point, Mauser said.
Oh,
the break!
I know.
Too many people are mad about us.
My heart does not break at all in this for these people. The officers say the protests, which came in response to Floyd's death during a police encounter, in case you were hiding under a rock somewhere, when an officer pressed down on top of him while he pleaded for help and said he couldn't breathe, have deeply affected them.
Yeah.
Yeah, deeply affected the guy's real died, victims. Too.
They're the real victims.
I know. Like... It would be like stormtroopers, right, in Star Wars, right, claiming PTSD, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Do you know the definition of chutzpah?
No.
To kill your parents and then request clemency from the court because you're an orphan.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that is chutzpah. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Yeah.
Muser, the lawyer, Mauser, Muser, whatever the heck his name is.
I didn't bring my pipe, though.
Oh, well. quick, man, grab an avocado, a nice pick, and my snorkel. Hurry, I've made bongs with less. This lawyer representing the officers say there will likely be an increase in the number of Minneapolis cops filing disability claims for PTSD from the protests. So far,
how much does the lawyer make off of each claim, if granted?
Yeah, who knows, man. So far, about 20% of the force has indicated that they are traumatized and unable to work. 20%!
20%!
20%!
Wow.
What exactly was the trauma that you suffered?
Somebody said something mean.
Well, they did burn down their police station. That's probably pretty scary.
Well, that was after they left.
True.
They did leave, right? Like, so what was the possible trauma? It's not like they were involved in combat here. Right,
many of whom are combat veterans or have spent.
Well, they were involved in fleeing from combat.
According to Muser, some of his clients fearfully counted their ammunition during the Minneapolis protests to make sure they would have a bullet for themselves to avoid being beaten to death.
Wow, that's quite a story.
If only. I would laugh at the hyperbole if I wasn't so disgusted. Instead, I'll just say that we have seen no evidence of people beating cops to death.
No. As much as some of them might deserve it, that hasn't happened.
But we have seen copious videos of cops doing everything from beating people to kneeling on their neck until they're dead.
Yeah.
So basically, they were afraid that somebody might treat them the way they treat others.
Yep. Golden rule.
What goes around comes around, boys.
You wear the badge... You deserve what's coming.
Yeah, I'm not saying that I revel in anything like that, but eventually people are going to get pushed to the point where they're going to not just stand around when the police start destroying someone's life. At some point, somebody's going to step in, and then maybe that's what these police are expecting. Maybe they have envisioned the day when finally the people who've been pushed around and pushed around and pushed around finally decide to push back and use violence to defend themselves against the police. They're afraid of that.
It would be one thing if the citizens were given a report card in each community from their police department on a regular basis that scored them on meaningful criteria of how they actually served and protected their community. But that doesn't happen, and people still feel like, oh, they're the big protectors and everything. Anyway, why this happens, I don't know, because all of the evidence suggests everything but that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, for one thing, because... About two-thirds of police of TV shows are cop porn.
Sure, you know? I really hate when a perfectly good television show turns into, like, a buddy cop show.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
There was this, it was a sort of a B series called Continuum. Mm-hmm. And it was about this this lady traveled back in time to stop, you know, the apocalypse from happening or whatever. And so she travels back in time in her special time travel suit and, gets into all sorts of adventures. And then somehow gets hired by the police department and then buddies up with, you know, some other human detective that she reveals her secret that she's from the future to. And then it becomes a buddy cop
show.
Movie. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, the whole thing is
so
just,
it was
just,
like
just
a promising time-traveling sci-fi, and then it became a cop
show. And then, yeah, and this happens so often. nothing. Not to mention the dearth, the sheer quantity of cop shows, just straight up cop shows, procedurals, courtroom dramas, all that kind of stuff, that indoctrinate people into believing that that's how the system actually works. It is not. It doesn't work anything like it works on TV. Go hang out in some courtroom sometime. Go film some procedures. Go talk to some victims and see what the real deal is, because I guarantee you it does not resemble what television tells you it is.
No law, no order.
855 450 free, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, LoveJava, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Bear, the rescue dog, had very flaky skin, dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections. That was at a dead end.
DINOVITE.com.
Probably 6 weeks after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch. It was awesome.
You get some DinoVite, how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DINOVITE.com.
Nut shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah!
Talk Live. Welcome back, everybody. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also find us at discord.lrn.fm and join in the chats. And also use Discord to access our on-air call-in line there and sound almost as if you're in the studio. And with you tonight, it's...
Ian.
The nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And me, I am Captain Kickass. I'm your host for this evening. I want to tell you about Intercoin. Intercoin, just as the global internet is a global network that connects local networks, Intercoin is a global currency platform that enables communities around the world to issue and manage their own currency to circulate amongst their local population. Intercoin enables fintech innovation on the local community level, leading to stronger communities, greater sustainability, less poverty, and more productivity. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. We think that's important here on Free Talk Live. So important that Free Talk Live accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Inc. for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains, or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. That's intercoin.org. And one of the things that when people ask me about finances and cryptocurrency and Bitcoin, if they're new to all of this, is I say just take a little bit and get started. You know, diversify a little bit. If you already have some savings, take a small percentage of that and, you know, just diversify a little bit into some of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, get your money out of, some of your money out of the hands of the government, right? Because the more Federal Reserve notes, that's cash to you listeners who are new, that you have, the less it's going to be worth the longer you have it.
Eat those dollars.
Eat those dollars, as they say. So we have been talking about some crybabies, I mean some Minneapolis police officers.
But you repeat yourself.
I do. who have apparently experienced some sort of a trauma because of people protesting the murder of George Floyd by, well, their fellow Minneapolis police officers.
Do you think those officers didn't realize before that people hated them? Was this the first time that they finally got a clue that, oh, my God, there's a lot of people out there that actually don't appreciate what I'm doing here?
I think it was the first time that they realized that they might be made to pay a price for the abuse that they had done.
You know, there is another angle here, and it could be that this guy, Muser, Mauser, whatever, however you pronounce his freaking name, the attorney here, is a bit of an ambulance chaser in reverse. In that he smelled some money.
Hell yeah.
Right? And he's like, well, because we know that these police departments don't hire people of high IQs. In fact, a lot of them have policies against hiring people with higher IQs.
That's true.
And they want to hire, you know, medium to low IQs because, well, they make more obedient servants than people with high IQs. And so perhaps this Muser guy smelled some money and was like, hey, if I can get enough of these cops to get together and file for PTSD, I bet you I can line my pockets, right? Because what better gravy train is there than, you know, funding from taxpayer money?
Yeah. So, don't even have to worry about if people can't afford it, because can't afford your taxes, they're going to take it anyway.
So, Muser, this attorney, says his cop clients are seriously traumatized by having to watch citizens exercise their constitutional right to protest.
Does he actually use those words? Is that what he says?
It says, anyway, Muser says his cop clients are seriously traumatized by having to watch citizens exercise their constitutional right to protest. This is a quote here. I'm seeing PTSD symptoms of officers with highly diminished capacity to live and socialize, extraordinary rates of divorce and alcohol dependency just to cope. Now, first of all, the extraordinary rates
developed over a course of a few weeks,
right.
Brand new, are they?
Yeah. There's no evidence that says these things existed in the profession of LEOs prior
I
to
smell
George.
Something. It smells like manure, but I don't think it came from a cow.
Mm-hmm. I know we have talked about and dug up and regurgitated much evidence about the divorce rate, the spousal abuse rate, and the drug and alcohol dependency rates of police officers compared to, well, not police officers. And we know that it's high.
The thin blue line flag is black and blue, just like 40% of their wives.
He said in a statement, "It's an emotional crisis that cannot and should not continue."
Oh, now they have emotions.
Well, then you should quit your job, but they don't did. Expect to get paid for it.
They don't have emotions when they shoot your dog or when they otherwise interrupt your life and disrupt your life.
Yeah, I don't remember any cops bursting into tears when they threw me in jail for selling weed.
They expect you to remain calm and collected with a gun in your face, but no, they fear for their lives when somebody throws a protest successfully.
Yeah, no doubt.
Police officers in Minneapolis stand to collect permanent payments of between 45 to 60% of their base salary, according to a helpful disability benefits FAQ on Muser's website.
Permanent payments.
That is appropriately headed with a black and blue version of the American flag. This is cop
country.
Oh, so
he's got the thin blue eye. He's definitely a cop sucker.
Of course, that's how he's making his money. Sucker. He's an attorney. Ooh. Literally, he's sucking off the police.
This is cop country, I guess, and the rest of us are just paying for it.
I think it's interesting that they're saying these will be permanent payments. From 40 to 60% of their base salary. So they get to quit their jobs, and because their feelings got hurt, they get to get 60% or 50% of their salary. That's way more than enough to live on for the rest of their lives.
And really, the way I'm reading this is not about PTSD. It's about these cops want to quit, which is good. Mm-hmm. They should want to quit.
They should just quit.
They should quit. But they still want to get paid.
I mean, who can blame them for that? I mean, people are taking unemployment payments all around the country. This is the same deal for the cops, except it's lifetime.
Right. Mm. And this is the problem with funding anything via taxation, or one of the many problems.
Right.
It's that it's a gravy train, right? And people see dollar signs because they know this money is being taken. People don't pay taxes. They take taxes, right? And so because it's an institutional theft, right? Everybody who can get some sort of hook into the government gravy train will do so because they know it's easy money. This lawyer knows it. These cops all know it. They're all working together to try and just siphon off a little bit for themselves.
I mean, but how will we be safe if we don't form a corporation, give it a license to kill, and make it answerable only to itself?
Yeah. Yes, how did people get along, you know, at any time before government existed?
Well, and the real fantasy is the idea that whatever they're going to cook up is going to be so much better. That these people believe that now they can turn to the same people who brought you the cops, and that they're going to cook up something new, some sort of new system that's going to be more humane. I'm not saying some of the ideas are terrible, but also I'm not optimistic either.
It's government. Here, have some.
No, have some more.
855 450 free, like freedom. Some people never learn, apparently. This is Free Talk Live. We've got more coming up.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Another 83 tons in fake gold found in China. Crypto still much harder to counterfeit. Host Stefan Molyneux banned from YouTube. Receives $100,000 in crypto donations afterward. Reporters uncover $11 trillion in offshore government sanctioned bank accounts. Bitcoin Cash still potentially private and unconfiscatable. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Sunday, in Arizona, Florida, and Texas, which combined have a population of 60 million people, 123 people died from coronavirus. That number is under 5%, which is what they were in New York per capita in April. Now, as far as a possible rift at the White House between President Trump and Dr. Anthony Fauci,
the notion that there's opposition research and that there's Fauci versus the president couldn't be further from the truth. Dr. Fauci and the president have always had a very good working relationship.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany speaking during the daily press briefing. Top White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump will be willing to consider additional funding for schools that reopen this fall. And President Trump currently meeting with stakeholders positively impacted by law enforcement at the White House. This is USA Radio News. A new study out regarding those who have recovered from the coronavirus. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A new study released this morning reports the coronavirus caused heart damage in more than half of the people infected. The study involved heart scans of patients in 69 countries on six continents. The researchers say they found more than 50% of heart scans did show clear damage in people who'd been sickened by the viral infection.
Representatives Chip Roy of Texas and Ted Budd of North Carolina have introduced a proposal that would enable individuals victimized by violent crime in a so-called autonomous zone to sue state and local authorities for compensatory damages. The measure, called the Justice for Victims of Lawless Cities Act, would incentivize local jurisdictions to break up any remaining lawless zones or prevent one from being established in the first place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, it's Free Talk Live. You might not know this, but during the break, everybody, except probably the one guy who's kind of peeking in on us, missed out on the attempted rendition of the Welcome Back Cotter theme song. It was fun.
That's not nice. You're teasing people.
I just want to say that. I know. I know. sometimes, you know, we have some fun here behind the scenes when we're, you know, waiting for things to occur. But, yes, it is Free Talk Live. It is the Monday night edition. I am your host, the Reverend Captain Kickass. And joining me in the studio,
it's Ian.
And nobody.
Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom. You know, if you like music, you should have been at ForkFest because myself and Aria and Gray, who are all hosts of one type or another here on Free Talk Live, we performed in a band called FUD.
You did.
And it was fun.
It was fun.
And we, as near as I can tell, were the only publicly available live music that was performed on the 4th of July 2020.
Maybe so.
If you have evidence to the contrary, I'd welcome it. But near as I can tell, it seems to be the case. And so I feel pretty good about that.
And there is video. By the way,
there is video. There's photos. You know, it's
video isn't out yet.
Time stamped and dated. There's several footages. There's clips already online and stuff like that.
Sure.
So, yeah,
You know, I checked it the other day, like this weekend, just pulled the video up just to look at it and listen to it. I think it sounds pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Nice.
We like that. And hopefully we'll do more of that. There are plans in the works, so, you know, stay tuned. Perhaps more music from folks of the Mind of Freedom.
I liked the original track. What was that one called? The one that you guys wrote?
Oh, that's called, well, we don't have a name, but we called it That Song.
That Song?
Yeah.
I like that song.
That one's a lot of fun. Ari asked me if I was going to write lyrics for it, and I was like, well, not before the fest. Right? We had literally 3.5 weeks to prepare.
That's
for
one of the things
thing,
I liked about it, was that it was a kick-ass instrumental.
Yeah. And it came together relatively quickly, too. Yeah. It was like, hey, I've got a riff. Hey, I've got a riff. Yeah. And, oh, we need a bridge to go between these two parts. Let's write a bridge real quick. Yeah. And, like, we did it, and, you know, the drummer came in. He's like, oh, you mean like this? And, like, yep. And, nice. Like, it just sort of... Yeah, it's great when music works like that. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of fun when folks just sort of get it and throw themselves into it. Mm-hmm. And anyway, we've been talking about all sorts of things, but I wanted to shift gears to this article from Forbes. Now, I have read this article, and I fully disagree with this person's point of view. This is an opinion piece by Shahar Ziv, who's the contributor. He's a personal finance guy. He says, I teach students and employees how to ace their personal finances. This is an opinion piece published by Forbes.com. And it says, $2,000 a day fine for obstructing coronavirus contact tracing. If you're not familiar with what contact tracing is, it's when somebody gets COVID, and now the government and the health officials want to figure out how many people did this person have contact with.
Now they're going to get into your business. They want to know everywhere you've been.
They've
who
been
you talk
in
to.
My business.
Well, they're about to get way more up in your business, all up in you. Officials in New York's Rockland County recently got aggressive about contact tracing, issuing subpoenas to 8 partygoers.
Yep, we covered this.
Did we?
Just not this article specifically, covered the news about Rockland County.
Right, where they had a party.
Yeah.
Right? So
young people in their 20s who were initially not responsive when it was the police or the contact tracers trying to get in touch with them to ask them questions. And so they issued subpoenas, and they threatened them with $2,000 a day fines if they didn't roll over.
Within 24 hours was the subpoena. All 8 of them acquiesced, signaling that the threat of the monetary fine may be an effective health policy tool to mitigate the spread of the coronavirus. This is where I disagree with this guy.
But is it legal? I mean, I understand these guys can get away with just about everything, but technically, can you really subpoena somebody to force them to testify about who they've been around? Even though it's not a criminal trial, and of course, if it is a criminal trial, then you have a Fifth Amendment right to not incriminate yourself. But is this legal?
I mean, if they're not going to charge you with anything,
I mean, can you plead the Fifth?
Maybe.
Right?
But the Fifth only applies in criminal testimony, right?
Right.
Like you can't take the Fifth in a civil.
But you do have the right to remain silent.
Not in a civil action.
Well, you have the right to remain silent in a civil action, but...
But is the county subpoenaing you a civil action?
But the fact that you have remained silent can be used against you.
I thought that a civil action was, like, if I sue you, you're a civilian, I'm a civilian, that's a civil action. This is the county issuing the subpoena. That's a civil action?
Yeah. You can have civil action by government or criminal action by government. A traffic ticket is generally a civil action by government or a violation, whereas... A misdemeanor or a felony is a criminal action.
Around here, they handle those in criminal court, though.
I learned something new today.
They sued the Robin Hooders in civil court. The people who
were
filling
as well.
The parking meters here in Keene, they were sued in civil court by the city of Keene.
Yeah.
And had we had to have gone in, you know, on with that case, it never actually made it to trial because it ended up getting booted at the evidentiary hearing, basically.
Uh-huh.
Had it made it further, there would have been things like depositions, and you're supposed to go to those things. Like, you're under a court order to go there. Now, if you go there and you say to them on every question, I don't recall, well, technically, you have responded to the questions. So there are still ways to... not respond while still responding.
Yeah.
Well,
I smoke a lot of weed. I forget a lot of stuff. Yeah.
Before we go on, I do want to just real quick give thanks to Purple Lotus for being a silver level amplifier of this show. If you're not familiar with the amplifier program, please go to amp.freetalklive.com and consider contributing. We only ask for $5 a month. You can give more than that, and if you do, thank you very much. Purple Lotus is at the silver level, which means $5 a month, and we thank you. If you like the program, if you enjoy the topics that we bring up, if you enjoy the personalities that we have, if you enjoy the fact that we're literally the only freedom-oriented radio program in syndication that I'm aware of, as far as talk radio call-in is concerned, then, you know, please consider being a part of that. You get some perks if you do become an amplifier. You get our amp-only channel in the Discord and some other things, and you can find out more about that at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, thank you, Purple Lotus.
According to Wikipedia, an administrative subpoena under U.S. law is a subpoena issued by a federal agency. So we're not talking about that here. We're talking about this was a county.
A county, right.
Without prior judicial oversight, critics say administrative subpoenas authorities, or an administrative subpoena authority, is a violation of the Fourth Amendment to the Constitution, while proponents say it provides a valuable investigative tool. So at the state level, what kind of state agencies have subpoena powers, and what does it mean if you basically tell them to go pound sand?
That's probably going to vary from state to state.
And this is, of course, New York State that we're talking about. So it is
the Empire State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are Imperial stormtroopers.
All right, what else do we need to know, Captain?
I mean, that this guy supports all of this. Like, that's really my beef with this article, is that this guy is like, well, this works, and everybody else should adopt Rockland County's approach.
Right, threaten people with $2,000 a day fines, and you will get people doing almost anything you demand them to do, because that's a tremendous amount of money that nobody can afford.
I can't afford that at all.
Here's the ludicrousy of this guy's opinion. The rest of the country should adopt Rockland County's model. Contact tracing is so crucial to containing outbreaks that it shouldn't be left up to the whims of individuals. The COVID-19 pandemic proves how health and wealth are tightly integrated. Economic recovery depends on being able to control the outbreak of COVID-19.
Probably really does sound that breathless.
People like this should be ported into nursing homes with COVID patients.
This is scary, though. The idea that they should be able to force you to testify and snitch on your buddies. Not cool.
Not cool at all. We've got more Free Talk Live coming up, 855-450-FREE.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to the final segment of Free Talk Live. I am your host. I am Doug Weiner.
Captain Weiner.
I can't keep that up for too long.
Mr. Weiner. Yeah.
Doug and Wendy Weiner, the original Saturday Night Live OG crew.
Those I love those guys.
Yeah. They would talk like this all of the time. It was funny and annoying at the same time. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 is our phone number if you would like to join us and talk about, well, whatever you'd like. In the studio, it's me, Doug Weiner.
It's Ian.
And nobody.
Nobody, before I forget, where can folks go to find out more about your campaign?
Electnobody.com. And best thing to do is click through to the Telegram group.
Okay, very well. If for our listeners who don't know, nobody is running for governor of the state of New Hampshire.
Because nobody knows how to live your life better than you do, and nobody deserves that kind of power.
Please support him and his activism. I wanted to tell you that this COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down, and regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what has not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience are not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are as fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email our sales manager, Matthew, at freetalklive.com. That's Matthew at freetalklive.com. I don't have anything more about this Forbes article.
This guy wants the coronavirus threat of $2,000 a day contact tracing subpoena fines. He wants that to continue. He wants that to expand.
He does, to everywhere. And he thinks it's a great idea.
Yeah, well, because these people believe that any amount of tyranny is a great idea. People like this character from, what's his name, Shahar Zoo or something like that?
Shahar Zeev
from Forbes. People like this person, they believe that no amount of tyranny is too far. If it can just save one life, they're the kind of people who would support the state locking people, welding them into their homes as they did in Wuhan, China.
Yeah, people quickly forget about that.
Any amount of tyranny. And now you're going to get more of it because there's another related story, which is the Wall Street Journal, so I don't actually have the story because they lock you down on the paywall here. But the headline, airport travelers arriving to New York now from other U.S. states on the state's quarantine list. So not every U.S. state, but maybe, you know, Louisiana or wherever, Massachusetts, places are have high numbers of cases or whatever, all are going to be required to fill out detailed contact forms upon landing. So it'll be just like when you fly into another country.
They're not going to ask you for your papers. They're going to give you papers to fill out yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
They're too lazy to fill out the papers for you.
Yep, and wow. There you will also get a fine and a summons for noncompliance if you don't do what they say. You'll be required to fill out the detailed contact forms upon landing, according to Mr. Andrew Cuomo, the New York governor.
F that guy.
He's calling it a safeguard for protecting New York from the further spread of the coronavirus from other states where infection and death rates are rising. Travelers who don't complete the state's contact form can be fined $2,000 and required to report to court and possibly face further penalties from there. And so, of course, then you're on their list once you fill out their form, and they can then, you know, do their thing of tracking you and sending contact tracers after you and force quarantining you and that sort of thing. So that's coming soon to New York,
apparently. Great.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And then that probably means it'll come to other places.
You know, I have this. I've never been to the state of New York or the city.
Really?
Yeah. It's on my bucket
list. Did you drive through it to get here?
No, I flew.
Oh, you flew.
I flew. Okay. And it's on my bucket list of things to do. I think I might have to just, like, drive over to the New York border, step across it, and then step back.
Yeah.
Because that's about all the further I want to go into New York.
It's not going to be any fun anymore. I mean, it's... Look, I don't mind going to New York City once in a blue moon we do a convention there usually once a year, the Talkers Magazine.
Well, not anymore, you don't.
Convention. Well, it's postponed until October for now. Who knows what's going to happen to it? They haven't canceled it yet this year, but it's been postponed. But, you know, we usually go like a night in advance because it's a day-long convention and, you know, you don't want to be driving at 4 a.m. So we go the day before and... It's Manhattan, so there's stuff to do, right? Like, you can go out and walk around and see things to do. And so there's, like, a comedy club, the UCB, Upright Citizens
Brigade. Upright Citizens
Brigade,
yes,
they
have, I do.
They had a comedy club there, so they do improv, and it's a lot of fun. I think, actually, UCB ended up selling the club to some other improv group. But anyway, they're still doing improv nearby where they have this convention, so it's fun to go there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to have fun going to New York City. I honestly, if it's a mask mandate, there's no reason for me to go at that point because I don't want to get arrested in New York City over going to this convention. It's not that important to me.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wear a damn mask.
Just finishing up about how insane this guy sounds, here's his pre-conclusion paragraph. Individual rights have limits. Just like one cannot yell fire in a crowded movie theater, and one's right to throw a punch ends where another's nose begins, we need to rethink the balance of individual rights and community obligation.
Look out. That's a scary thought.
Oh my God, that makes my blood boil. If individuals aren't willing to take rational and basic steps to mitigate the spread, the government must mandate action and ramp up enforcement.
See, you're irrational, according to him.
Oh my God, no.
You don't want to do
what
you're told. You don't want to do what you're told. These are doctors, Captain, and you need to listen.
Doctor, Captain? Captain, Doctor?
Wow.
All right, let's go to your calls and your thoughts. We have David from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Captain Cuckass, did I just hear you say that you couldn't keep it up there? Is that what I heard a few minutes back?
What?
What?
You said, I heard you say, I can't keep it up there.
I said that about, I can't keep it up by talking like Doug Weiner.
Yeah, that would be annoying.
I probably couldn't keep it up if you were talking like that either.
Yeah, but also, you know, David, your voice isn't that sexy, so, you know, anything that might have been up is now down.
Ooh, I'm relieved. So the when you guys are discussing the morons in the nursing home thing, did it ever occur to you that that might have been intentional?
Oh yeah,
you mean sending sick people into nursing homes?
Yeah, to get the deaths up.
Yeah,
yeah, that's definitely occurred to me.
I don't have any evidence for it, so you know, until I do.
Well, actually, I would argue that there is evidence that because any reasonable person would. Be able to figure out that you shouldn't send the COVID virus into a nursing home with the most vulnerable population. Any idiot can figure that out.
Well,
so therefore,
okay, except politicians are not reasonable people, and they're also not any idiots.
Psychos.
They're psychotic idiots.
Right, and so therefore we just proved it's a crime. They did it on intentionally, and if they didn't do it intentionally, it's still a crime because gross negligence is criminal. So
I say we subpoena them.
Absolutely.
No, I just say we get a firing squad together is what we really need.
We'll just show them our
subpoenas.
I kind
of like the guillotine idea.
Isn't that the parallel of subpoena?
Yeah, why not?
Bell spoon maybe? Better than a guillotine?
Is it guillotine or guillotine?
Guillotine.
Whatever. It depends on what country you're in. So if you're in America, it's a guillotine. If you're over there in France, it's a guillotine.
In China, do they get the flying guillotine? Do you remember the old Kung Fu theater movies?
Mm.
They had the flying guillotine. Yeah, it was like a little hat made out of metal that they'd throw, and it would land on some guy's head and drop over his head, and then you pull the
ripcord. Oh, like Odd Job Dad in the Bond movie.
Yeah, exactly. It would behead a guy. It was a flying guillotine. It was pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, David. You're out of material.
No, I'm not. I got more material. You're out of time, though.
What do you got? Well, you have 30 seconds to entertain.
Well, I'm not going to entertain. I'm just going to say that these people will never stop.
No,
you have to stop them. You have to stop them. You have to actually take action steps to stop them. They will never stop. That's part of their plan is they test you. They poke and they prod and they throw and they see what sticks. And they're
going to see how far they can get away with it. And they've gotten away with almost everything. So that's why California's bringing it all back. It's all back. The lockdown's back now in California for the most part.
What is it they said in the Terminator? It doesn't feel pity. It doesn't feel fear. And it will not stop until you are dead.
Yeah, that's a good movie. So, David, when are you moving to New Hampshire to join us?
I'm probably banned from the state of New Hampshire. I'm banned from everything else. Is there a ban on me yet there or not?
Probably, yeah. Yeah, it's likely.
We'll work on getting one.
If nobody gets elected governor, he can lift the ban.
Yep.
Hey.
All right, thanks for the call tonight, David. Thank you to our audience, our listeners, and everybody who enjoys this program. This has been Free Talk Live. We'll see you next time.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.